A Boundless Reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and today is Friday, January 31st, and got a little cloud cover outside. I know earlier today I had looked at the weather, and it had said 70% chance of rain, and maybe it will rain, maybe it won't. I find that fascinating. You know, sometimes we almost get a little worked up about, well, what's the weather going to be like, and what's the forecast, and all those things. And again, there's some assumption. There's probably some good equipment that tells us the possibilities, but we just don't actually ever know all the details. I would say this, that, you know, I think that the kids are probably excited about Fridays after being in school and, you know, having a time to where now they have a freedom on the horizon, as we would say, for a couple of days. So they always enjoy Fridays. And as we come to the end of the week, I'm sure all of us probably can recall times that have been before us and things that happened. And I always look back and consider, you know, not only is it kind of the conclusion somewhat, but also we look forward to possibly, if again the Lord allows us, to face another week next week. So yeah, I just like to say too that, you know, I feel that in this season of life that I'm in personally, been able to spend some more alone time, going to breakfast with my wife and kind of just having a conversation with no interruptions from children, for those of us who have kids, you know. So that's been pleasant to be able to usually get with her on Friday mornings and have breakfast. So I'm grateful for that, and just sharing that time with her, even after this year will be 25 years. July the 29th will be 25 years of marriage to this beautiful lady that God has allowed me to be married to. To kind of conclude us, I was going to close out James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 22. But prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers or delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. If anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and the Father of is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. So a lot there to basically kind of sum it all up is, and kind of a detail is, relying upon what has been taught to you throughout the Bible and absorbing those truths in a way that you literally start to flesh them out, because now it's taken root in you and you've not forgotten those things that are important. But a lot of times I think what happens is that we can become so consumed by other details or facets of our life that outweighs or maybe gets in the way of what God's word should do and work in our hearts. And so therefore, there is a byproduct of that as well. But James is basically implying for us to not only hear these truths, but also to do them each and every day of our life. And so when that happens, then there is a way in which others are a part of that process, and we ourselves are also consistent in how God has directed us to be while we're taking that truth and enacting upon it in a way that it makes an impact on others' lives. And that is the case of even how the Word of God moves in our soul, is that the Holy Spirit convicts us of where we're at by the process of us comprehending the Word of God, and therefore it moves and stirs within us, and then there's a reaction from that. So James is saying that by this way, that not just hearing it, but actual process of development within us, and then again, there's action to that way in which God is working by His Spirit through His Word within us. So therefore, we would, you know, make it in a direction for our life that when we are obedient to those truths and we actually pay attention to the details that are laid out before us, then we do and we act. So when he says to be doers, there's action that's taken place and not just a settling of no action, or maybe even as stating, well, I forgot, like Owen Lake, he will say many times when you ask him here recently, son, where's your jacket? I don't know where my jacket is. Well, son, is that your jacket? Yes, that is my jacket. Well, where is your jacket? I don't know. Where did you have it on last? I don't know. Okay, so let's try to figure this out. It's your jacket. You don't know where it is, and you don't know when you last had it on. So it's a point of laziness. And I would dare say that's probably even where we can get to as well as believers, is that we can just get lazy with things and basically say that, hey, you know, I forgot. It's an easy way to kind of get out of it because we never paid attention in the first place, maybe. So Owen Lake is not really paying attention to what he's supposed to be doing with his jacket when he's wearing it, where he laid it at, keeping up with it, and so on. It's the same way in just a bigger body when we get to be adults, right? So God is implying in his word that as you hear these things and as you read his word and as you study scripture, that you get this instruction that's not just heard, but actually comes forth as what's being fleshed out within your actions in your life. You know, that's where it comes to. And then he goes on to say how this plays out to visit widows, orphans. And then, of course, the conclusion is to keep oneself unstained by the world. And that's only going to be accomplished, again, by the doing of what God has commanded in his word. So we have to hearken to that truth. And so if we're saying that, well, a lot of times people will kind of do the self-help things or do the 12-step progress or this thing in which is set before them to say, well, this is going to make me become a better person. But the reality is that the only way that we can be changed is by the Spirit of God changing us within through his power of working and reading of that word, the Bible. And then, of course, we get some kind of comprehension of what's being stated. So it's not so much a self-help as it is God moving and directing within our hearts, because therefore that breeds that conviction that changes our mindset in a pattern that's aligned with what, again, how God is desiring for us to function as believers in Jesus Christ and not as people who function as though they've forgotten everything that they've read. I mean, it's basically what James is saying. For if anyone's a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. So the doing part, therefore, creates that action, or so much not creates the action, but the doing part therefore makes a path in which there's a change, right? There's a change and not a way in which we have regressed backwards or no change at all. You know, it's kind of like how in the spring we would say when the flowers start to bud, you know, you start seeing these little things pop out of the ground, and you know, then of course it gets a little bigger, or you know, you start to see a bud on a tree limb, and then there's, you know, the formation, if you will. That's the truth in how God's word takes root in us, right? Is that we hear it, so it's implanted, and then it starts to produce. Now, again, we have to be mindful of that the hearing and the doing go hand in hand. So therefore, that we not only just hear it, but we also take action upon it. And then, of course, again, that there's a way in which that produces something. And what that produces is an obedience and how we walk and follow after God, and it's not directed by something else to where our minds are double-minded. It's like we're literally on focus and setting in on what's before us instead of maybe being misdirected because we might have heard it, but we didn't actually make the application and do those things which are stated forth in God's word. So I think it's a culmination. It's a way in which God's work through his spirit again moves in our lives. And I think that's the reason why, again, going back to the seasons of life that we all will face and the things that we all will endure, is that if we are doers of what God has laid out before us, then we're able to not be shifted or diverted or mismanaged by the things that present themselves that could literally probably rock our world, for a lack of better words, and that we can stay steady and we can stay focused, and that we can continue on in the way in which, again, God has set forth. And you know, that's the other part of it, is that we would say that as these things occur in our life, and going back, it's a repetitive thing, I know, but when James starts out and says that we can consider it joy, my brethren, when you go through these various trials, is because if we stay consistent and we're doers and not just hearers, then that is something that can happen, that we can be joyful and we can be reliant upon God's word and his spirit working in and through this time that we may be endeavoring in. So then that way, again, it's not like sinking sand. It's not like the rug being pulled out from underneath our feet. It is a way in which we will function to be dead set and on point with God's way and work for our life. So when we say that, when we say, okay, so be doers of these things. But notice how he says that, verse 25, but one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. So an effectual doer. So we can do these things and not be a double-minded man, not be a forgetful man, but be an effectual, a fervent man, we'll say a woman too, right? And be persistent about this way in which, again, God working through his word by the Spirit of God, penetrating our heart, and then that becoming something that's basically, again, fleshed out in our life. And again, he goes on, now this is repetitive, He says, but if anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. So where do we land, and what's the takeaway from all this? Is that if we are going to be doers of what God has commanded, then there is a change and there is a difference. If we're just hearers and we just hear, but there's no actual doing, then we're just like the world. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I pray that we would be doers for the kingdom work that's set before us and not just hearers. May we be effectual in our prayers. May we strive to seek after the things of God and not the things of man. And the Lord guard our hearts from the deceptive ways of our hearts. A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.